Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Head up!
Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Head up!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Head up!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna. The Real McCoy!
All right, welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Well, I'm excited about what we're talking about today. We're going to have two guests joining us on today. One is an author of the book Burtons Do a Body Good. All month long we've been talking about healthy, wealthy wise. So we are excited that you have joined us today, and you're in for a wonderful treat. We're also having our Do It Girl of the Month, Miss Margie Stewart, who will also be joining us today on the show, and will also has been our WAN financial expert throughout the month of May, and sharing some great tips on financial management, building a strong foundation. So we want to encourage you to stay on the line, continue to listen. And so we've got a lot to talk to you about. Shauna and I, we just returned a couple of days ago from South Africa, where we had a tremendous opportunity to connect with other women there in South Africa to began to start a Woman Act Now chapter there. We had just an incredible time, you know, and we want to encourage anyone who, if you've thought about, I want to go to some other country, I want to do something, listen, we want to encourage you to just go do it, because it was just that simple. We just went out there and we just did it. It wasn't something that was planned on our horizon as it relates to the planning and all of that good stuff. It was an opportunity that was presented to us, and I was asked to speak at the Global Day of Prayer, that conference. It was a four-day conference, and I got to speak on the business track on doing business. Are you building your kingdom or God's kingdom with brand identity? So we just had an incredible time, and then so you know what? Shauna was a stowaway. I just, you know, just put her on the plane. Let her come. Please let her come. So she got an opportunity to accompany me, number one, so I wouldn't have to go by myself, and number two, it's just a joy being with Shauna. So she's easy to be with, and we were two out there, and we were having a great time. So, Shauna, tell them how much you enjoyed our time together.
Oh, I cannot tell you guys. I know if you have been watching us on Facebook or as we've uploaded the videos to the Woman Act Now site, we got a chance to go to the end of South Africa. I'm not going to say
what. Go ahead and tell us.
I said, we have come to the end of the earth.
And the earth. She was doing a video. So we have come to the end of the earth. And the guy who was doing the video, he said, what? To the end of the earth?
Yeah, but if you've ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean, there is a particular person on there, and she's talking about going to get Johnny Depp. And she said, you can only do it if you're willing to go to the end of the earth. So it just reminded me about that whole moment when we got up to this huge mountain, you guys. And, oh, my God, you should have seen us trying to climb this mountain. We videotaped the whole thing. It was so hilarious. But we made it. And when we finally made it, I tell you, the view and the whole experience of just being at the top and seeing where these two oceans meet and the actually seeing the tip of South Africa, it was just a beautiful experience. And it was just a blessing to be able to be there and to have that experience, as well as several others that you'll definitely want to go do. Go and see Robben's Island if you can, and go and see Tabletop Mountain and all the things that are there in Cape Town. But certainly there are a number of opportunities throughout South Africa or Africa itself
that you definitely want to tap into. If you ever have an opportunity, that is the place to go to enrich your life, to find out who you are and find out more about who you are as a person, as an individual, and as an African American. So, or what did they call them, the other ones they said that they were?
What?
Because this is the beautiful thing is what I'm really trying to say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter what color you are. If you're black, if you're white, whatever Asian, they are all South Africans. Can you believe that? They all refer to themselves as South Africans, and that alone was beautiful to me.
Yeah, so it was really an awesome time, and we just really made the connection. So we want to get started on our show today, and we'll continue to tell you about all of our great opportunities of meeting with women there and having an opportunity to make the connection about our member who came from Durban, South Africa. Let us take a minute to tell you about
that.
Yeah,
Christina.
So we want to say hello to Christina, who traveled for almost 24 hours on a bus to join us. It's a long ways, about 1,000 miles from Durban to Cape Town, but she was so intent on getting to Kojana that whatever it took, she was going to make her way there, and we sponsored her and spent time with her and bonded with her and coached her. We did a round table of a number of women and was able to coach Christina in helping her to define who she was, who her business was, and how she could better be able to communicate it. So that was a highlight of our trip, of making that connection, because Christina actually found out about us. She purchased the book, Woman Act Now, in a bookstore in Durban, South Africa. And so she sent me a letter, a note, an email saying all I had was 200 rand, and I went to get a different book, but you know your book kept calling me back, and she says I left the store, and then I had to go back to the store and get that book. She said she devoured the book, and it literally changed her life. And so when I reached out to her, I found out I was going to South Africa, and I said, can you join me there, not knowing how far it was going to be. And she says, whatever it takes, I'm going to be there. And she made her way, and so we had a tremendous time. So I want to tell you about our show today. We have two guests, again, who's joining us. One is Michelle Howell, and we also have our Woman Act Now financial expert and do-it girl, Margie Stewart, who will be joining us later on our show today. So I want to take a minute just to welcome our guests. Michelle Howell, and this is an interesting relationship because Michelle and I, we've never met, or I don't remember us meeting, but somehow Michelle and I started communicating, and she wrote another book or two. I don't know if this is two or three, book number two or three, but she sent me a previous book that she had written, and I read that, and really, we never really communicated except through kind of email back and forth. And then when she was writing the next book, she continued to reach out to me. And Burdens Do a Body Good. You know, when I think about it and having read this book, it's an interesting perspective of meeting life challenges with strength and soul. And the reason why I chose her to join us this month, because we're talking about healthy, wealthy, wise. That's our topic. And the way she talks about some of these issues, and she's got an interesting story really about this book and how it came to be. So we want to ask her and talk about that as well. So I just think it's really interesting. We hadn't met each other, but we've been contacting each other back and forth through email. And today I am really excited to have her on the show. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anna. It's so good to finally talk to you and not just email and Facebook and everything.
Yes.
So it's really nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, Michelle, I'm excited about your book. Number one, I like the title of it, Burdens Do a Body Good, and Meeting Life's Challenges. And I had an opportunity to take a preview of this book prior to your publishing it. And I really, really felt very strongly that your message here is something that's going to be certainly beneficial to really everyone, you know, so I can share just Michelle asked me if I would do an endorsement for the book, and I said, absolutely, because immediately when I read the book, and then I'm going to come right back to you, Michelle, to tell us all about yourself, but let me just toot the horn for a minute. Immediately when I read the book, I found myself, and I sent Michelle an email saying, hey, I'm waiting well
because it was something that I had written in the book that really empowered me to wait well in a situation I was in. Mm-hmm. That had I not read it, I probably mm-hmm. wouldn't have been a well waiter, mm-hmm. okay? And so Burdens Do a Body Good, this is my endorsement of the book. Burdens Do a Body Good is fabulously written. This book is a paradigm shifter, possessing the power to lift women's perspective above the common pitfalls of physical, emotional, and mental setbacks while providing expert solutions and doable actions for a more healthy and productive life. Read and change your perspective on how to overcome the challenges of fear, depression, failure, and relational difficulties. Now, you know those are all my words, you know, from the perspective of shifting paradigms. So I want to take this time to let Michelle introduce herself and tell us a little bit about, tell us about yourself and also the story behind this book.
Okay, well, if I recall correctly, when you emailed me when you were waiting, I think you were at an airport in a long line or something like that, and it just made me laugh because I am not a great traveler, and I do not like to wait, but I was stuck in Germany 2 years ago with bad winds for like 24 hours, and we waited literally 24 hours in line, you know, trying to get connecting flight back to the States. So anyway, when you said that, I related to your angst, feeling like you can never get where you want to be. But the story behind this book, 5 years ago, I walked into an orthopedic surgeon's office and I needed shoulder surgery. Well, within the last 5 years, I needed four surgeries between my two shoulders to correct several different problems. And during this time period, when you go to a surgeon over and over and over, you become friends with him and his staff, and they all become part of your family pretty much. So we developed a nice friendship, and he is real interested in women's health. As a surgeon, he sees a lot of women not taking care of themselves, aging poorly, that kind of thing. So as I was recovering, I was finding myself struggling for the first time because I've always been very healthy, and I didn't expect to have to stop in my tracks like I did four different times and have to ask for help from family members or friends or have to, you know, say no to responsibilities that I usually took on without any problem. And what the biggest discovery for me was, when you're going through a hardship or a hard time of any sort and you're recovering, life's demands and responsibilities or life's burdens never stop. You're still getting hit with them, and often you feel them more intensely because you're physically weakened. You know, emotionally, it can be a struggle to be sick or chronically in pain, that kind of thing, over a long period of time. And spiritually, you're challenged too because, you know, it's like an all-around attack. And you have to learn, I think, to dig deep into Christ and His Word and what He promises, you know, in there to meet our every needs, no matter how weak we are. And you need to learn to, you know, not be afraid to ask for help because people want to help, but they often just don't know what to do. And I think also when you're recovering and you're feeling not yourself, as I talked to many, many women, they were overcome with depression or they were discouraged. They just felt hopeless. And I decided as I was recovering and really in the trenches of dealing with a lot of these things myself, more and more women were emailing me and I was interviewing them on various women's health topics, and I decided this would make a great book because every woman I knew was facing one of the challenges that I wrote about in the text.
Yes.
So what we did was we took 30 chapters. The first 15 are anything related to what a woman feels internally, like she might feel discouraged. She might have had a loss. Maybe there's been a death or a divorce, something that's really hit her hard emotionally and mentally. And those are 15 challenges that I call, you know, relational life challenges. The
mm-hmm.
second half of the book is all situational life challenges. Let's say you're dealing with going through a divorce, or maybe your child has left for college. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe the career you were in, your job's been eliminated and you don't have the money anymore to retire when you thought you were. Or you might be going back to college. You might be moving across the country. Or you might be caring for an elderly relative. Those are all things that pretty much we all face at one time or another. So what I did is I took either my own story or the story of someone I knew, and I wrote about it in an inspirational way to kind of get women to say, you know, this is a tough life challenge, but
yeah.
be prepared because you are going to face it. So let's look at it a little bit different, and let's see how it can, well, it can turn the tables on it and make it a strength rather than a weakness.
Yes. Well,
and then at the end,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And then at the end of every chapter, this is a really great part of the book, I think, is my co-author, who is a doctor, offers women ways to be strong through each one of those challenges that I just wrote about. So it's really a comprehensive study of, let's say we're taking the whole person and saying, you know, I'm dealing with this right now, and then emotionally, okay, I have a challenge here, I have a way to work through it, but let's look at the flip side, and he shares how women can stay healthy, can get healthy, can prepare for a surgery, can travel in the right way, can how to take care of their family, how to take care of their kids, how to even get on the internet and find safe medical advice. So he offers the real doctor medical part, and I weigh in on all the emotional, spiritual part.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, because I did like the way you actually gave some advice. So for those who are actually listening to us, what I want to do is I want to take just a minute to think about, for instance, when I read and I sent you that email about waiting well, and if you have that information, I want you to just talk just a little bit on waiting and calm over control, and then I'll talk about some of the benefits. Well,
in our chapter here, and what I would like to note for women, we're all so busy, and one thing we wanted to do is give women quick sound bites, you know, quick
yeah.
reads. So each chapter's 10 minutes, you know, and you know, you think, oh, what can you learn in 10 minutes? Well, we tried to pack a lot in so you could really get what you needed, get the meat and move on, and then think about it, you know, for a while and try to implement it. So when we talk about waiting well, I have been in a lot of doctor's offices, waited a long time, and I would look around the room and see people get angry and get frustrated, get their cell phones out, and, you know, just start swearing. They're upset because they're being made to wait. And it was so common. And I start thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way to wait. You know, and I start thinking, well, what do I do that's different? Well, I take a book and I read, or I write bills, or I do something practical. But I was even thinking it's deeper than that. You know, there's times in our life where we're put in a position where we're waiting. We're waiting for that next season to start. We're waiting for this present hardship just to be over, and we're enduring it with all the strength we can. But, you know, it's in the attitude of, you know, I can still be learning something right now, even though this is an uncomfortable, hard place. And a good friend of mine and I teach a lot of women's classes, and we like to tell women, you know, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to feel that comfort is a part of your everyday existence. And Americans seem to think that's our right. When, you know, we really don't grow deep as people through the high times. It's only through the hard, difficult challenges and suffering do we really develop character in that strength and that perseverance that makes us the kind of people that not only can survive but have something to give others. So I think that's the theme in here, too, is, you know, we always have a choice. So I try to get women to say, you know, you might be waiting today, but when you get into an office that you've been waiting for, whether maybe it's the bank or it could be the grocery store or a physician's office, look at the person opposite you. And don't just look at what their position is. Look at the person beyond it. Because it always feels good to be looked at for who we are, not what we do. And I think, you know, even in that small step, you know, people can extend the kindness and, you know, not add to the burdens the other person has faced, because there's a good reason why you're waiting, and often we're just too impatient or too frustrated to find it out. So that's kind of the inspirational part.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the book you talk about waiting well and waiting poorly, and some of the things that when we wait well, and this certainly was true to me when I sent you, in fact, I sent you that message while I was waiting. And I was actually, now I remember, I was in Los Angeles. I was in a rental car. I was at the airport, just arrived, and was waiting for a rental car, and it, like, took forever. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is taking forever. And then I heard that little voice say, wait well. Wait well. And then I just relaxed.
and started thinking, okay, there's surely something. And then, you know, I started getting the looks and the stares of people wanting you to agree with the fact that we're waiting way too long and somebody needs to do something about it. But one of the things, a couple of things I remembered is that when you wait well, you talk about in this book about waiting well lowers your blood pressure. You know, you start talking about how it really reduces the inner stress that we have. It makes us these are some of the tips that Michelle shared with us. But on the flip side of that, there was also if you waited poorly, what she just talked about. And this is throughout the book when we're talking about whether it's uncertainty, whether it's discouragement, whether it's loss. What I liked most about her book is it gave you a different perspective on how to wait. You know, Anna, if you just calm down, you're going to lower your blood pressure. Anna, if you wait poorly and you go crazy, then you're going to be fretting, you're going to be full of anxiety. And so that's kind of what I took away from it. And so when we think about that, each one of these particular areas, she also gives us an incredible tool to actually begin to think about how we can do it better and do it differently. So, Michelle, tell me a little bit about how does viewing life's challenges in a fresh light strengthen women? Just like I said, reading this book is going to help us to see it differently. But what's been your experience with those women who have been a part of this project with you and writing it and experiencing it? How has it strengthened their lives?
Well, in one word, I think it's freeing. It's freeing to not go along with the crowd. Just like you said, you know, when everyone notices that we're waiting too long, and you know, and sometimes we really are, and there isn't a good reason for it. Sometimes people are just making mistakes and blowing it, and it is causing us frustration and distraction. But, you know, if when we're the even the Lone Ranger voice that can be positive, can be calming, can be peaceful. You know, people are really attracted to that. And we can turn around a nasty situation even by our silence. Just a look, it can be so powerful.
Yes.
Just one word. And I've witnessed this many times where, you know, there's one person in the group who gives another person the benefit of the doubt, and all of a sudden, a lot of the tension in the room just diminishes. You know, because I think when you see a powerful act of love toward another person, a kindness, a respect, it can diffuse that evil, nasty, bitter, angry force that was around you. I've seen it so many times, and it's kind of cleansing and empowering and freeing, and it really does our bodies good, just like you said, because we fail all the time in recognizing that our emotions will affect our physical state of being.
Yeah.
You know, over and over and over, I think about all the proverbs that talk about bitternesses and angry people and they have bones that break and all those kinds of things. And it's become a study of mine to see, you know, those kind words are life to the bones. You know what I mean? So you're thinking about good words, powerful words, healing words do bring life, whereas the opposite bring death. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves in every situation, can I look at this differently? And I know that the women that I've interviewed and worked with on this project have told me the same thing, is they were said, you know, I'd be so tempted to react in that old pattern. And then I thought, no, stop. I stopped myself. I was quiet. I calmed myself down just for a minute. And I thought, even though it's going against my emotional response, I'm going to do it a different way. And they were like pleased and amazed and surprised at even other people's reactions toward them. Instead of building walls, they were building bridges. So it's just a very exciting thing.
Well, you know, since this is our month of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, one of the chapters in the book deals with exhaustion. You know, and out of exhaustion comes, you know, a myriad of other what we call either health or sustainable issues that women face, you know, in our lives, from our mood swings to anxiety to all sorts of things. And so let's talk a little bit about exhaustion. What happens to people, Michelle, what happens to women when we're exhausted? How are you giving us a different way to look at this? Because, you know, we got a lot to do. And we're our woman act now, okay?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, one of the funny things about this chapter that I like is the quote I put at the beginning of the chapter, because it, to me, exhaustion is, it's an irony about when it happens. And let me read it. It says, one of life's little ironies is that some of our hardest times are when our dreams actually do come true.
Mm-hmm.
And the author Paula Reinhart wrote that in Better Than My Dreams. And I thought about that quote for a long time, and I thought, you know, it's really true, because often when our dreams come true, whether we're in a job we really love or have a ministry we're thriving in or we have a busy family, you know, those are dream come true situations for women because we're relational people. And yet when that happens come an awful lot of responsibilities. Daily, nightly, 24/7 responsibilities can come crashing in and change your life in a significant way. And a lot of women, most women, aren't prepared for it. And then they say, I thought that's what I wanted. I know it's what I wanted, but what happened? And I think one thing we fail to realize is even positive life stresses can do damage to us. And as I said earlier, you know, you might have a child who's getting married, and that's a great thing, but you know planning a wedding is stressful. You know, you send your child off to college, it's a great accomplishment, but it's stressful. I might be moving to a new home, and it's a great thing, but it's stressful. And I think women say, well, it was a good thing. Why did it cause me stress? Well, and then we walk backwards and say, well, how many decisions, how many hours, how much energy did you have to put out in order to make this happen? And then as they start unpacking all the facts, they realize, no wonder I'm tired. No wonder I'm overwhelmed. No wonder I'm not even wondering, you know, if this is a good thing anymore. So exhaustion can come in some of the best parts of our life, the best seasons. And I think there's another a way to look at this where we can say, okay, I'm really tired and I must be doing too much, or I'm saying yes to too much. So let me start looking at my life and get my focus back, because you can't say yes to everything. And you can only be effective when you're doing a few things very, very well. Yeah. So in this part of the chapter, we talk about how important sleep is. And the doctor weighs it. And he's like, you know, most people don't get enough sleep. And if you don't get enough sleep, that's the time your body's rejuvenating and being strengthened. And you start the next day with a deficit. And that's no way to start. So that's one thing there. We talk about sleep all the way through it. You know, women aren't able to think clearly when they don't sleep enough. They have to rely on caffeine and other stimulants to keep them going, which sets up a whole other host of problems physically. And if they're recovering from a surgery or an illness, if you don't get enough sleep, your wound healing is greatly exaggerated in time. And also your immune system is really affected. It's lowered. You're more susceptible to getting an infection either from a wound or from a new something, bug that's going around. You can't kick anything as well as you could. And your decision-making is really compromised. Your reasoning, your memory, everything can be really diminished by sleep deprivation. So women say, oh, I don't need much sleep. I only sleep 4 hours a night. And, you know, as my co-author says, you know, you can only go on so many years before it's going to catch up with you. One way or another, your body will stop you. And it's better for you to take the steps and discipline yourself to handle your body wisely, take care of it well, than to have your body, you know, do an ER stop on you where it's, you know, life-threatening.
Sure. And, you know, I like the fact that when we talk about or when you write about some of these implications that women face, and I think it's so important, and I'm definitely a supporter of the fact if we don't get enough proper rest, and with this whole our whole theme this month on Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, and we've challenged our women to walk, take 15 minutes to walk 1 mile that would ultimately equate to 30 miles. And I firmly believe in where you state here in the book about the decision-making, reasoning, and memory are also directly impaired by sleep deprivation. And the implication is simple, ladies. The ability to creatively problem solve, make plans and develop presentations is compromised when relying on a tired mind. A woman soon realizes that such tasks that take longer and require more energy when she is sleep deprived, thus erasing the time-saving benefits she mistakenly believed her into the night work habits profited her. So, you know, I'm all about you achieving your dreams and visions, but at the same time, it's important that we're able to live more productively, I think, in many of these areas that Michelle covers in her book. And in addition to that, I want to just give you some additional things that she talks about, from giving up to hopelessness, to confined. For instance, it was interesting, too, Michelle, when I looked at some of your titles, like Broken Dreams, Being Tough Enough to Stay Tender, that when things happen in your life, can you still be tender about it, doubt, knowing who and what to trust? So it was like you gave us kind of just the opposite of that word to help to shift that paradigm about the way we consistently think of these very common terms in our lives. So, Michelle, I want to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can acquire your book.
Well, my book is available anywhere online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CBD.com. It's also in all the Barnes & Noble stores. And they can contact me at michellehow.wordpress.com.
All right. Well, Michelle, we want to thank you so much for joining us today and being a guest on Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show, with Coach Anna McCoy and my sidekick here, Shauna. And for all those who are listening, again, if you want to get in touch with Michelle, you can do that at michellehow@wordpress.com. Is that what you said?
Yes, that is.
Yes, at wordpress.com. And I want to encourage you to get her book. It's a purse-sized book you can carry with you, and it's for quick and easy reads on certain topics. You don't have to read it in a linear fashion. You can go through it, and if you're dealing with something at a particular time, you want that encouraging word that's going to help shift your paradigm. That's what this is really about. It's just a way that, as she has written each of these, it's a way that she's written it that I'm telling you, you won't walk away from reading this and not having that shift. So, again, Michelle, we want to thank you for joining us, and you're welcome to stay on the line, or if you have to go, we understand that too, and we're going to take a minute to invite our next guest to the show. So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, Woman Act Now Radio, with my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth. And if you'll give us 1 minute, we're going to be right back after this.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, this is Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show with Shauna Stallworth, and we've been talking to our guest, Michelle Howell, who wrote the book, Burdens Do a Body Good. We want to encourage you to visit Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com in your local community, and you can get that book to help to encourage you to meet life's challenges successfully and have strength in doing it. So I want to welcome our next guest. You know, I'm in love with our next guest, Ms. Margie Stewart. She is one of the founding members of Woman Act Now. She's written about, and she'll tell us on page 280,
she surely
284
will.
Or something like that.
She'll let
in
you
the
know.
Book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. And we're so excited for Margie. We're delighted that she has she is the Do-It Girl of the Month, and she certainly is a Do-It Girl. So, Margie, are you there? We'd like to welcome you to the show.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Ms. Margie. So this is an opportunity when we invite our Do-It Girls. These are women who have contributed to the Woman Act Now site, and they have been, you know, they've been duking it out. We've got a couple of them that are duking it out for the title for this month, and So Margie, in the final stretch, she actually pulled through and was the do-it girl of the month. And so I want to make sure I'm clear for those of who may not know how this is done, but at the end of the last day of the month, okay, I take down the information of those individuals, whoever is in the lead, at about 5 o'clock to give you guys an example. So at the end, the last day of the month, whether you know it or not, about 5 o'clock, I take all the names down. Whoever is on the leaderboard at that point, that is the do-it girl for that month. And sometimes I don't often get to change it, but I get to it so I can make my notes, and then I'll go back and grab it and, you know, put those pictures up for you to figure out who you are. So I want to just thank Margie for joining us, because you're going to hear about Margie's dreams and visions, and that's why we invite the do-it girl to the Woman Act Now Radio, as an opportunity to give her a time to share about her dreams and visions and who she is and her expertise and anything that she really wants to talk about, and how Woman Act Now has been instrumental in her life. So I want to give Shauna an opportunity to begin our Q&A with our Do-It Girl of the Month, Miss Margie Stewart.
Hey, Miss Margie, how you doing today?
I am super great. How are y'all doing?
We are excellent. We are so excited that you've joined us on today. Margie, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, great. First of all, let me just thank Coach, both you and Shauna, both for allowing me to share and even to be, I am honored to be a do-it girl of the, for the month of May. I know there's a lot of other ladies out there, a do-it girl, but however, I'm just honored to be the do-it girl for this month, for the month of May. Who am I? I'm Margie Stewart. I'm a native of East Texas, a little town. Well, it's not really little. From Tyler, Texas. I am the third child of 7 children. I am married, been married for over, right going up on 40 years. I'm a mother and a grandmother.
Take a minute. Margie, you know, you talk about 40 years. Girl, they went around the desert for 40 years in the wilderness. My God, you've been married to the same man for 40 years.
That's right, to the same man for coming up on 40 years. Wow.
Amazing.
It is a while.
You have changed my perspective about your husband the next time I see him. 40 years. Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I do have a bachelor's degree. I've worked over 30 years in the bank and finance area. I am presently I'm serving as a licensed minister at my church, a Family of Faith Christian Church, under the leadership of my pastor, Greg and Elizabeth Littlefield. And who is Margie? Margie is a voice for the nation that has a great, great concern with families and has a passion for families' financial future. I'm on a crusade, a financial crusade, that is, and I'm evangelizing and I'm partnering up with the largest financial company in North America to make a difference in families' life. And as a financial coach, I empower families to get out of debt, be properly protected, and have money saved for retirement. As a kingdompreneur, I recruit, train, and develop leaders with integrity and do it with godly principles. That's who I am, and I am just loving the journey that God has laid out for me.
I think that's just amazing, Ms. Margie. You know, you mentioned the Littlefields, right?
That's right.
Well, girl, look what I'm holding in my hand.
Well, all right. I was wondering if you got it.
I am so delighted, and the reason why I'm taking the opportunity to share this, A Field of Promised Help by Elizabeth Lee Littlefield. That is Margie Stewart's pastor's wife.
Right.
So this is the first lady of her ministry, and Margie invited us to their ministry to speak to them about finances, just encouragement, empowerment, during the holidays a couple of years ago, or a year and a half or so ago. And I briefly had a moment with her first lady sitting there. You know, I get to the point real quick. We're sitting there waiting for us to go
and we were talking maybe 5-7 minutes maybe, and that was long enough. You know, I got that 7-minute rule that I've reduced to 3 minutes now. But that 7-minute rule time ran out. I was like, what were you born to do? What's in you? What, you know, she says, I could just write some books. I got some books or something in me. And I was like, well, you need to get on with it. When are you going to finish it? And so I got her to make a commitment, and she was really moving on, moving through that process. She overcommitted, then she recommitted, and then now here it is, right
it is
here.
Finished.
It is finished.
That's great.
And it's just such a beautiful blessing, and I know she's very excited. We were, honey, we were doing high fives over here, even my friend, because he's like, I say, friend, this is Pastor Little Finn. This is her book. Her book, you know, he's like, what? Get out of there. Isn't that exciting for you, though, Margie?
That no, is. That's very, very exciting.
I'm out of Tyler, Texas.
That's right. You know that she even mentioned you in the book.
You know, I didn't want to say nothing.
Well, I will. And she personally came to me and thanked me for the connection of she just where God is placing us, for both of us to be connected, even for us to be connected up with you, and
yes.
She said, and to get in her face.
Oh my God! Isn't
that and it is, and to
I
get in her face
what?
And just pushed her off, and we're all very, very excited for her. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, she certainly encouraged me because, you know, our theme is finish it.
Right.
And she used the word, this is what helped me to finish it, to finish my book. And Coach Anna McCoy, let me go and read it, girl. Okay, you know
yeah. Well, go ahead and read it.
Go ahead and read it. Okay, she says, okay, she was thanking all the people in her life, and then she says, and a newfound friend, Anna McCoy, who got up in my face and said, what are you waiting on? She went on to say, this book may not be on the bestsellers list, but there is someone that will need to read what you have to say. That is why I finally decided to finish. Ooh, say it again.
Finish.
My book. And
That's
that would
great.
Be Miss Elizabeth Lee Littlefield. Quote, unquote.
That is
so
great.
We are excited for her. She inspired me to set a little monument for all these books these women are going to write. You know, I'm going to put them all over here in a special space for all of the women that are finishing those things that they've been called to do. So, Margie, let's get back to you. And I just took that little side note because that is about you.
That's
your
right.
pastor's wife. That's your relationship. That was your introduction. And trusting us enough as we share it with you and even inviting us to share with your ministry and your pastors trusting you enough to let those McCoys come in and mess them up. Because I was looking at that video. I said, that is crazy. I said, I don't know what Margie was thinking, but I was looking at myself saying, you are crazy. Because it was very funny. So let's talk a little bit more about share with us maybe a WAN principle that really has impacted you the most.
One of the WAN principle is the a woman of integrity.
Mm.
A woman of, you know, I can move, I can do some things, but however, if it's not of integrity, then I find myself pulling back. I know I see a lot of people in the marketplace that perhaps are out doing or just doing it, but not having integrity in it. So that is one that really sticks out in my fore and before me as I walk and as I talk and I speak to different ones, and I see opportunities and I say, oh, is this of integrity? And that is one of the most powerful ones that has stood out before me.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, you are a person who certainly has been, you know, implementing and executing
mm-hmm.
on these ideas. And I'm always mindful, you know. It's interesting when we've been walking together for 3 years.
That's right.
You know, we may not remember that, but someone asked me recently, well, how does this work? Do people like, do women like come in and then go out? What happens? I said, some people like Margie and Catherine, they just hang around.
That's right.
You know, they become part of the permanent fixture here. And the reality is, it's like for me, and I am so involved as not only the founder, but I am involved because I'm just present. You know what I mean? I'm present, I'm in the now, and this is what's happening in my now. But at the same time, I'm involved as a participant in this process mm-hmm. of learning how to do certain things and mm-hmm. learning how to be that woman of integrity, learning how to be the woman that will finish it, you know, when I keep falling off the wagon. Mm-hmm. So what's really interesting to me, Margie, is your steadfastness mm-hmm. in some of the things that you've been doing and to sit back and watch you grow. I mean, this is the revelation to me.
Right.
When I look at a person like Margie Stewart and I think back to our first meeting,
it's like she
her and her daughter, you know, are sitting there, and she's so sweet. You just got to love her, you know. I remembered her from the J-Baz event, and this was years earlier. She had that kind of presence
mm-hmm.
that you don't forget, Margie, you know. And just watching her blossom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think she kind of came to us in the budding stage. The
mm-hmm.
budding stage is, you know, it's something going on in the inside of you. You're growing, but you're not yet productive yet.
Right.
You have to break forth, and that's into the blooming stage
mm-hmm.
of your life. And when you start to bloom, then you're really being productive. You're at your most productive period. When you look at a flower and it begins to open, and it's really in bloom, but it's not yet blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the blossoming part comes along when you have an opportunity, when other people need of you. Does that make sense? When the
yes.
bee, when the, because the bee is not going to come and partake of you until you're ready to give
mm-hmm.
of you, until you have fully blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
You've completely opened up that flower to let that bee or that butterfly get to the nectar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the blossoming part, when I think of you, Margie, I think of a woman that is in bloom, that is blossoming, that is starting now, 3 years later, turning the tables. Now a Woman Act Now expert, financial expert, being able to give back to the women of Woman Act Now. So that's really awesome for me. So
thank you.
That I have to say about you. So what made you connect with Woman Act Now?
Wow, I'm glad you asked that. One of the things, Coach, I had been looking for a mentor, and I knew that because I had worked in corporate America and with the mindset of someone really having it laid out for you to do, and then, but I was sick and tired of being in corporate America. However, I was transitioning into ownership or doing something that I enjoyed doing, but however there was like a gap or a nudge, it wasn't really clicking, you know, because of the fact that okay, I had to be very disciplined. I thought I was a disciplined person, but when I found out, well, you know, if I'm owning my own business, well, I can get up when I want to get up, or I can go to bed, I can do this, I can do that, I can go take my kids, I can go and visit with my kids. But however, the business wasn't being taken the way it should have been.
Yes.
So, and I knew that I needed an expert to help me to execute to transition into that from a employee to an ownership, employee to an employer, with that mindset. So I knew I needed someone with expertise, and I had been looking and looking. However, as back in the JBU, I mean, it was just like when I first saw you and Mr. McCoy on the stage, I said, wow. I was looking at all that energy, and it was what he had said. We started sharing some things, and then we got into the God's leading lady, and there you were with all of that energy, and I said, wow. And just seeing, you know, with that excitement, but you was very confident in what you was doing, and I knew, you know, by being in the God's leading lady that I knew that I'll be able to find what I needed there, but I just didn't know which way I needed to go. But however, I even kept up. I would be on your web page all the time. I even stole some of your stuff, borrowed some of your stuff, and really borrowed when I did presentations to the women's. Oh yeah, you had it on there, and I said if she had it on here for me to download, oh, I'm gonna download, and I used it. I'm telling you, I used it at one of the biggest conferences that we had at our church, and I was able to, but you got credit for it. when I saw the opportunity where I was looking, and I saw where you had something, it was something open up, or it was back in November, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm going. My daughter, I said, I want you to connect up too. So we went, and then from there, I just thought it was just going to be a one-day thing. Didn't know it was going to be, here years and years later, but I'm so grateful. But one of the things, Anna, when I think about that, I think about the words that you speak. The confession that I was speaking, God is going to send somebody across your path, help you get where you need to go. Never, ever dreamed that it would be an Anna McCoy. And that's when I see that and I just look back at the words that we speak, the words that come forth, and just continue to speak those words. And, you should never know how it's gonna manifest. And then from there, I'm here to stay. And I see all the different, you just keep giving us more and more and more things for us to, I just want everybody in East Texas, I said, y'all are crazy. Why y'all don't see what I see? Y'all don't see, and I guess they don't, but I guess it's for me. But I'm telling you, I just get so excited when I can see, when I sit down with ladies and I share with them and talk to them about their goals and dreams. Oh, girl, you need to connect up with our Woman Act now. And I know that everybody that needs a mentor, such as the Woman Act Now mentorship.
Wow.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Margie. That's really, really precious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when I think about Woman Act Now and what you say, what happens, people often don't understand, We're so inundated with so many things and people mm-hmm. trying to get our attention. And what I've found and I've come to know is that those women that are connecting with us, they are being sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize it. When we were in South Africa, one of the things that's so unique about going to other countries is that people so appreciate and they value, the gifts and the talents. Like with Christina traveling those 20-something hours just to get there, she said, whatever it's going to take, I am just going to get there. And you know what? She had to go back home, and by the time after a 20-hour bus ride, she had to go on a 12-hour shift to go to work. But she says, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that passion is so great. And then I had the opportunity just to speak briefly for about 45 minutes, and there was a man in the audience, and he came up to me, and he says, ma'am, can I take a picture with you? And I said, oh, sure, me just like, yeah, He says, oh, no. He says, let me tell you why I want to take a picture with you. And I said, well, why do you want it? He says, I want to take a picture of the woman that is going to change my nation.
Wow.
And
wow.
Boy, my heart was just like, whoa. He says, because of what you shared with us today, that I'm taking this back to my nation. I'm taking it back to them. And you're going to change my nation. And he's from Zambia.
Wow.
When you think about that and think about the content of what we do at Woman Act Now and just this passion to really see people really achieve their dreams in life and be the very best that they can be, it's just overwhelming to me. I mean, I'm act like, it's like it all started, but I didn't start it. It's like we all started it together,
Mm-hmm.
I had an idea, and then to see it start to evolve, and I was really, really blessed today by the Woman Act Now prayer this morning. Of course, I was still a little discombobulated from our trip coming back this week, and I didn't know what day it was. And then I said, who calling me up in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:06? Miss Velda Turnley, of course. She was giving me a call and sending me text messages like a text wasn't enough. It wouldn't have been because it certainly didn't wake me up. So I woke up and I sent her a text message. I said, girl, I don't know what day it is. You better go and do that prayer. And I said, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to come and join you. And I was really, really blessed because when I joined them, just to hear it. And I know, Margie, you hear it. Shana, you hear it when you start something, you do something, but then when other people embrace what you think and what you do, it's very, very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my experience this morning. And just listening to Velda go through that prayer and listening to Rob doing the Woman Act Now Covenant. I think it was the Woman Act Now Covenant that really got me, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, these are my words. What I'm saying? These are the words that I wrote, and then to hear her begin to speak those words, and as if they're really embracing them. That was what was so overwhelming to me. So, just to hear you, Margie. So I want to give you a minute to share about your dreams and visions. What do you really want to happen in your life, Margie?
What I really want, even as I go about in the nation, just sharing with different ones about even just making wise choices with their finances, but I also want to embrace it with the younger people so that they too can have that knowledge that they can, when they grow up, they'll know, they have value that they can share with their grandchildren as well. I share it with my grandkids and they look at me like, wow. But, you know, I just look at them and, you know, and just think about some of the things that with my grandparents, some of the things they did and some of the things they could have done even better. So I want to take the things where I saw where it was beneficial and then also make it even better so that I can be a better grandparent, a better mother, a better wife, a better leader, or a better woman in the in here on earth before the closing of that dash that say, What did she do? Who was she? So that people can see that I wasn't just here for just to say that that was just a body. So to make an impact in family's life. And is one of the things is through doing with their finances, teaching them how that they can leave a legacy for their children and their children and their children and their children and their children to come.
Oh, that is just awesome. So will you finish it?
Yes, I will finish it.
So I think that is so incredible. So do you plan on helping others as you move forward in your dreams and visions? How will you give back?
How will I give back? One of the things is that as for the ones that who are really that's looking for a better way, and even for the as I go out into the churches and to just to educate, even, you know, that they will have knowledge. And one thing that I would, before that ending of my dash, is that I would like to have a school built on my behalf that, I mean, not for nobody else to fund, but that I'll have the funds to fund it myself, that it will be an educational in finances for developing leaders, the leaders starting at a young age. That's what I want to give back for, and into the community.
Wow, that's beautiful, Margie, and I just want to thank you for joining us today. And Shauna, you have any last remarks that you would like to share with our listeners and viewers on today?
Well, I just want to share with you, ladies. First of all, I want to thank you, Margie, for sharing yourself with us on today.
Thank
you. I was very inspired just by listening to you. I learned a few things that I didn't know. So I'm appreciative of that. But just real briefly, I just want to share with our listeners that if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you'd like to connect with Women Act Now, please do so by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. This Friday, we will be having our last meeting for the summer months. We will resume back in September, but it will be an awesome opportunity for you to come and make the connection with Women Act Now so that you, too, can start learning, launching, and living your dreams.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, let's make sure you understand that all of our weekly events are not going to be interrupted. So the weekly calls on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, our prayer, all we're going to continue to have that throughout the summer. If you can be there, you can be there. If not, you can catch the archives. Conversations with Coach, we'll continue those, but we will not have actual meetings, at least here in the DFW area. Don't be surprised if I show up in another city and do a Woman Act Now meeting in Atlanta, in Orlando, in New York. Who knows? But I'm going to release us from Dallas, Texas, just during those summer months and give me an opportunity to travel around a little bit. And then also I want to remind you, Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, if you didn't walk one single mile this month, if you join us tomorrow, and even if you're not in our city, we want you to walk in your city.
Yes.
Just get yourself up off that couch.
That's
go
right.
Walk outside.
You can
walk around the parking lot. Go to the mall. Something. But anyway, don't tell me you don't have a pedometer. Girl, just walk for 25, well, it's going to take you for 2 miles. You need to walk for about 45 minutes if you ain't been walking. So we're going to finish that up right here at the McCoy Estates. It's going to be, we'll broadcast live at 8 o'clock on tomorrow. If we can do it earlier, we'll just have our camera on so you know that we're live and there. And join us. So know that you're loved and appreciated. And listen in because we've got some great tips from some doctors and various different people who are going to be our guests. So have a great day. We'll talk to you real soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.